I watched Thor: The Dark World last night, and overall, I do enjoy the movie, but I do also think it's probably the weakest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Malekith is whatever. He's a nothing villain, which is a shame because he was cooler in the comics, but he's nothing in the movie. But I do really enjoy Thor himself in this movie. I enjoy seeing where he is post Battle of New York. I like what little we get of the Warriors 3 and Lady Sif. I could have used a little more of them maybe, but it's okay that we didn't. I mean, obviously the story didn't really focus on them. Jane, she's fine, but I'm not terribly surprised that she didn't come back. I don't know if she was even offered to come back for Ragnarok, but you always kind of get the feeling that she doesn't entirely want to be there. Darcy and her intern Ian and Selvig are all pretty funny. Selvig gets a bit much with his craziness, but more often than not, I'm laughing at them, so that's fine that they're there. Heimdall doesn't do a ton in any of these movies, really, but I love the scene where Heimdall takes down that Dark Elves ship. I think that was incredibly awesome. But really, for me, the star of this movie has got to be Loki. The performance that Tom Hiddleston puts in is just fantastic. And frankly, I feel like most of the time he is stealing the show anytime he is on screen. I love the reaction that Loki had to Frigga's death. You know, she's killed by one of the Dark Elf soldiers. And you see him just kind of blast everything in his room, in his prison cell, and then it comes back to him later. And at first he looks confident. And then this is one of the few times that Thor sees through the illusion, and you see just how disheveled he looks and how broken up over Frigga's death that he really is. I do think he puts in the best performance. I really enjoy the scene where they decide to recruit him. Thor comes and recruits him. And then, you know, as they're walking down the hallway, Loki is just taunting him and then has that cameo of Chris Evans as Captain America, where it's really Loki as Captain America. That scene is one of my absolute favorite cameos in the entire MCU. It just killed me the first time I saw it. I wasn't expecting it at all. I've seen the other takes where it was Tom Hiddleston in the suit, but I am glad that Chris Evans agreed and was able to come in and shoot that. Just a fantastic scene, just hysterical. So I love that. And then it continues with basically every single person telling Loki that if Loki betrays Thor, that they will kill him. And of course, this movie is notable for bringing another Infinity Stone into the mix. But again, I do feel like overall, some cool action aside, it's one of the weaker movies from the MCU. That said, I still enjoy it. I would still probably grade it as a B, I guess, if I wanted to be technical, maybe a low B, but it had a lot in there that I do like. I mean, Asgard itself looks awesome. The characters, especially the Asgardian characters, are all awesome. I liked all of them. It just feels like a simple story. It's maybe simple's not the right word, but watching it with my wife at one point, she did tell me she had never seen this one, that she thought it felt like it was a little hard to follow. And I can understand that, but it's actually one that if I was going to make a list of like 10 movies to watch for Infinity War, I would actually leave this out of the MCU. I would probably leave this one off. And some people might balk at that because of the ether, the Infinity Stone, but I don't think it's overall too relevant going forward. However, I am excited for what's next, though, with Captain America: The Winter Soldier, one of the best MCU films.